Welcome to episode 1023 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Imagine standing in the stillness of a mountain landscape, feeling the awe of creation, and recognizing that, in all its beauty, it also stands as a witness to God's majesty and authority. That's the picture we see in Jude 14 to 15 as Jude quotes the ancient prophet Enoch, describing God's return with thousands upon thousands of holy ones to judge every act of ungodliness. Jude presents this image to remind us that while God is patient, his justice is certain. In today's world, where truth is often twisted and words are carelessly spoken, Jude's message is a powerful reminder of the weight of our actions and words before a holy God. How might we live differently knowing that the Lord sees and will hold accountable all we say and do? In verses 14 to 15 of the book of Jude, we encounter a striking prophecy attributed to Enoch, the seventh from Adam. Jude's use of this prophecy offers a profound and sobering picture of divine judgment, underscoring his message that those who live in persistent ungodliness and defiance of God's truth will be held accountable. These verses contain themes of judgment, holiness, and the authority of God. Jude's letter addresses a serious issue in the early church: the infiltration of false teachers who were promoting immoral behavior, denying the truth of the gospel, and leading others astray. Earlier in the letter, in verse 4, Jude describes these individuals as ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ. Jude warns believers of the serious consequences awaiting those who distort the truth and live without regard for God's standards. In verses 14 to 15, Jude introduces Enoch, a unique figure from early Genesis history, to bolster his argument. Jude cites Enoch's prophecy to reinforce the certainty of God's judgment upon these ungodly individuals. By referencing Enoch, Jude emphasizes that the condemnation of the ungodly has been foretold since the earliest days of human history, showing that God's response to sin and rebellion is not new or sudden, but part of his eternal plan. The phrase Enoch the seventh from Adam is significant. Enoch is a central figure in Genesis, specifically in the genealogies of Genesis 5, where he is described as a man who walked with God and was taken by God without seeing death. Jude's choice to reference Enoch is noteworthy, as Enoch is both a historical and symbolic figure. He represents righteous living in contrast to the surrounding ungodliness of his day, much like Noah. The phrase seventh from Adam emphasizes Enoch's ancient lineage and connection to humanity's beginnings. By calling attention to Enoch's place in early human history, Jude implies that the condemnation of the ungodly is an ancient and universal principle, rooted in the very foundations of the human story. Additionally, Enoch's righteous life sets him apart as a contrast to those Jude warns against, who walk in ungodliness rather than in communion with God. Jude's quotation of Enoch's prophecy is unique within the New Testament. The words quoted are not found in the canonical Old Testament, but align closely with passages from the book of Enoch, a Jewish apocalyptic text popular during the Second Temple period. While the book of Enoch is not considered canonical scripture, Jude's use of this prophecy suggests it was familiar to his audience and could convey an important theological truth. By referencing this prophecy, Jude appeals to a source that reinforces his message about God's impending judgment against the ungodly. The prophecy itself, "See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones," describes a dramatic scene of the Lord's return accompanied by a vast assembly of holy ones. In Jewish apocalyptic literature, such scenes often depict divine intervention and judgment, symbolizing God's power and holiness. Here, Jude presents a vision of God's return to execute justice on all humanity, specifically focusing on those who have rejected and defied him. The image of the Lord coming with thousands upon thousands of his holy ones emphasizes God's authority and the magnitude of his judgment. Holy ones may refer to angels, who are often depicted in Scripture as attending God's throne and carrying out his will, especially in judgment scenes. The vast number suggests an overwhelming and undeniable power, conveying the unstoppable force of divine justice. This imagery reinforces the fact that God does not carry out judgment in isolation, but rather with the full authority of his heavenly court. It demonstrates the righteousness and purity of his judgment, as angels are often associated with executing God's justice. For Jude's audience, this image would serve as a reminder of the reverence and awe due to God, and the certainty that no rebellion against him will go unanswered. The prophecy specifies that the purpose of God's coming is to judge everyone, and to convict all of them of all the ungodly acts they have committed in their ungodliness, and of all the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Jude's repetition of ungodly 4 times underscores the severity and pervasiveness of the offenses being judged. Each act of ungodliness, whether in deeds or words, will be brought to account. The phrase, to convict all of them of all the ungodly acts, implies a thorough and comprehensive judgment. God's judgment is not partial or arbitrary. Every ungodly act is seen, known, and judged by him. Jude highlights that actions matter in God's sight, and the ungodly cannot escape accountability for their deeds. Jude also points to all the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. This element of the prophecy highlights the rebellious attitude of these false teachers and ungodly individuals, who not only act against God's ways, but openly defy him. Jude is emphasizing that even words, if they are spoken in defiance or mockery of God, will face judgment. This is a warning to those who, through their speech, disrespect or misrepresent God's character and truth. By focusing on both actions and words, Jude presents a comprehensive view of sin that includes not only what people do, but also what they say and believe. Jude's inclusion of speech here also reflects the power of words in influencing others, which is especially relevant for those who were misleading believers with false doctrines. Jude's use of Enoch's prophecy emphasizes the concept of accountability. The ungodly individuals Jude addresses were leading others into moral compromise and doctrinal confusion, but Jude makes it clear that they will be held responsible. God's judgment is not arbitrary or impersonal. It is directed specifically at those who have rejected his truth and encouraged others to do the same. The prophecy reflects the biblical teaching that God is both just and patient, allowing time for repentance but ultimately holding all people accountable for their choices. For Jude's readers, this prophecy would serve as both a warning and a comfort, a warning to take God's judgment seriously, and a comfort in knowing that God sees and will ultimately address all wrongdoing. For Jude's original audience, this prophecy would have reinforced the seriousness of their situation. They were facing false teachers who perverted the gospel and lived ungodly lives, but Jude reminds them that judgment is inevitable for such individuals. Jude's use of ancient prophecy as a warning conveys the timelessness of God's principles. Ungodliness has always been judged by God, and always will be. For believers today, Jude's message in verses 14 to 15 is a reminder that our actions and words matter deeply to God. It serves as a call to live with reverence for God's holiness, knowing that he holds all accountable. At the same time, it is a reminder that God's justice will ultimately prevail, bringing resolution to the wrongs and injustices that remain unanswered in this life. Jude 14 to 15 presents a powerful image of judgment drawn from the ancient prophecy of Enoch. By referencing this prophecy, Jude underscores the certainty of divine judgment on the ungodly, those who reject God's truth and lead others into error. Through vivid imagery and emphatic language, Jude calls believers to remember God's holiness and justice, encouraging them to remain vigilant against deception and faithful to the truth. This prophecy stands as both a warning and a promise, reminding all who hear it or read it that God will not overlook sin, but will come to judge with righteousness and power. Father, help us to remember your holiness and to live with reverence for your truth. Give us the wisdom to recognize deception, the courage to walk in righteousness, and the grace to encourage others in your truth. May our words and actions honor you and reflect your love and justice in this world. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.